This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1576. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 4th, Afghanistan, Anguilla, Argentina, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Easter Island, Finland, Germany, Guam, Indonesia, Jordan, Kashmir, Korea's, Mauritania, Morocco, Netherlands, Papua New Guinea, Sarawak, Slovakia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. With more and more countries curtailing or even ending their shortwave broadcasting, some big news this week in the other direction. Yimber Gaviria sends a report from the Bakhtar News Agency, headlined in somewhat inadequate translation, Foreign Publications Section of Radio Afghanistan Inaugurated, dateline Kabul, July 31st. The Minister of Info and Culture inaugurated this the day before. It'll have a program in English and Urdu each night from 8 to 9 p.m. local time. The program will cover Asia, Africa, and Europe. There's been a 10-year delay in radio programs being inactive on shortwave from Yakutat. After this initial hour in English and Urdu, there'll be Arabic and Russian, and later on French and German programs. The revival of this program shall assist in recognition of Afghanistan to its outside friends and will inform them about our country's events. The Media Network blog also got the story, and Andy Sennett commented, it's almost 5 years since Radio Afghanistan was supposed to restart its foreign service, but it's better late than never. As usually the case with news agencies, no frequency is mentioned. And then he links to a previous story at Media Network from September 2005. The Indo-Asia News Agency quotes the Director of International Relations of Afghan Radio and TV that the 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter with 7 antennas being installed by India at Yakutat in Kabul is being completed this month. It will enable Kabul radio programs to be heard in Southeast Asia, South Asia, Africa, and Europe. In the DX South Asia group, Alakesh Gupta dredges up a somewhat more recent story from June of 2008 about the Indian aid making this possible. It's from Broadcasting Engineering Consultants India Limited, which is a Government of India enterprise, listing a number of consultancy and turnkey jobs. At that time, a project completed was revamping and restoration of information setup, including radio and TV facilities in Afghanistan. We converted the local time mention in the news story to 1530 to 1630 UT, but what's the frequency? Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg, Russia, soon found it and reported it. 6100, heard July 31st at 1527 to 1607 UT. Yes, first in English and then going into Urdu at 1600. There was interference from North Korea in the background, and in the first half from China, 5 kilohertz below. Of course, at that time and frequency, it's not going to be heard in North America, at least not until winter, when it might make it by long path to the West Coast, perhaps, just in case. Ron Hard looked for it, but he's not hearing it yet. It was, however, reported by a number of listeners in Eurasia. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria had poor reception August 1st at 1530 in English, 1600 in Urdu. He reported the same interference problems from China and North Korea. Supratik Sanatani in Kolkata, India, says he heard the Urdu broadcast at 1600 on 6100 August 1st. Interval signal from a plucked Afghan string instrument and ID. They play traditional Afghan songs, modern songs, news, and talk. Reception was better than the English broadcast at 1530. It called itself the National Radio of Afghanistan. Alokesh Gupta in New Delhi also heard it and posted clips of the IDs on his blog August 1st from 1525 to 1628 on 6100. It went abruptly off the air at 1628. By the way, it would be nice to include such clips on World of Radio, but it would take me probably two or three times as long to produce a program if I did that. Links to the clips, however, may be found in DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. There's lots more to read about this, too, in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 11-31, and lots of historical information about previous shortwave broadcasting from Afghanistan in the latest issue of BCDX Top News from Wolfgang Büschel. By August 3rd, the frequency had shifted 2 kilohertz higher, exactly. Martin Groot in the Netherlands heard Radio Afghanistan on 6102 at 1623 in Urdu, and they went off after 1631. Was it a mistake? Wolfgang Büschel says, I guess it's a well-considered selection to avoid the interference from China on 6095. Moving on to Albania, on the other hand, it appears that one of their two shortwave transmitters is down and the other one may not be fully functional. I was checking for the 1430 English to North America, August 1st, at 1430 UT on 13625, but I could not hear even a carrier. However, propagation has been quite poor. We're really in the doldrums, so I wasn't positive whether they were really on the air or not. Wolfgang Büschel found no signal in Germany when he should have been hearing them more easily on August 3rd, and then checked some further transmissions. The English broadcast at 2000 was audible on 7465, 16 hertz low, although it was not on the air for other languages earlier. But the second frequency, the one we can hear in North America at 2000, was missing, 13735. Another shortwave station off the air the last few days of July and still missing as of August 3rd. Both frequencies of the Caribbean Beacon Anguilla, 6090 at night and 11775 in the daytime, an ID you will never hear. Instead, when it's on, it carries nothing but Dr. Gene Scott and Pastor Melissa Scott on the so-called University Network. Henrik Clements in Sweden reports to Hardcore DX, a new X-bander from Argentina, on 1630. Radio America in San Jose, Entre Rios, with 1 kilowatt. It was retransmitting Radio Melody FM at the same location. They're very interested in reports from overseas. It's already been heard by DXers in Europe. And he says it's legal, not a pirate, but we don't yet know the call sign. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina, Condicionalist, says he'll try to get it, but there are already two other Argentine stations in the Buenos Aires area on 1630. In Australian DX News, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports the voice of justice from Nagorno-Karabakh, Azerbaijan or non, with a brief broadcast, 1301 to 1320 UT, July 26th in Azeri. The frequency varies slightly, around 9677.4. The schedule is Tuesdays and Fridays only at 13 to 1325, repeated Wednesdays and Saturdays at 0500 to 525 on the same variable frequency. Hearing Radio Bahrain here is quite difficult, but fortunately I've heard Radio Kuwait carrying programs produced by Radio Bahrain during their English broadcast on 15540. The times vary. On August 1st, it was for 6 minutes at 2019 UT about pearl diving. And on August 2nd, it was ending at 2006, a program about Song of the Sea, both attributed to Radio Bahrain, presented by Radio Kuwait. After picking up a number of Canadian TV stations from the prairies the morning of July 27th, the spread key opening made it barely into the FM band. I was getting a station in neither English nor French on 88.1, which proved to be MBC, Missinippi Broadcasting Corporation, via their transmitter in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, call sign CJLR-FM3, listed as only 250 watts. I was pleased to get replies from the two Cree language presenters. They replied in English, and from a salesperson later explaining that the power This one had been raised to 49 kilowatts. They've also increased power on their relay stations in the big cities further south in Saskatchewan. James Young tells me that there are three full power rebroadcasters now, besides Prince Albert 88.1, Regina 90.3, and North Battleford 95.5. All the others are low power, even the originating station in La Ronge, CJLR itself. That's the kind of information Dr. Bruce Elving would like to know about for his next FM Atlas. However, we just found out, as did most of the DX community on August 3rd, that Dr. Elving died in California on July 24th. He was away from Minnesota being treated for cancer, but apparently he died of a heart attack. On both August 2nd and 3rd, during various daytime hours, I was hearing a very distorted FM spur in Spanish around 16755 and another one around 18605 kilohertz. I matched them up with CBC La Voz in Chile on 17680. When both 5025 and 5040 from Cuba are very strong in the evenings here, I sometimes hear a mixing product on 5055. That is a leapfrog 15 kilohertz higher. I'm pleased to see that Acker Peterson in Denmark has also pulled in this, measured on 5055.14, July 30th at midnight 30 with an ID for Radio Havana, Cuba. Sometimes we don't hear about an interesting log when it happens, but only about the subsequent verification. Here's a shortwave frequency from Easter Island. Ivan Dias in Brazil reports a QSL received for Oficina Nacional de Emergencia from the Interior Ministry using the frequency 6787. It verified in 10 days. If you're hearing this before 2100 UT Saturday, August 6th, a reminder, it's time for another monthly broadcast from the low-power non-pirate in Finland, Scandinavian Weekend Radio. Check www.swradio.net. In ODXA Listening In, Mark Cody reports that as of mid-July, Margot Forbes has retired from the English service of Deutsche Welle, and her program Inbox is also gone, replaced by Soundscape 100. In Coomber DX, Jerry Linneman in Texas reports hearing the MSNBC political program The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell via AFN Guam, 5765 USB, August 3rd at 1045 UT. It's an hour-long program, so I wonder if they carry the whole thing delayed 10 hours starting at 1000. Ramadan is disrupting programming in certain countries. Earlier in July, Vault Samaniv heard an English program from RRI Ternate, Indonesia, just below 3345 on a Sunday. Ron Howard in California was trying to hear it the following Sunday. On July 24th, they were off the air. They were on the air July 31st, it seems, but preempted by Ramadan programming already underway. So we may have to wait another month to reconfirm when it's on. We're lucky that a couple of shortwave broadcasts still exist from Jordan. I'm hearing one of them well on 11960. It's just 1 hour long until closing at 0500. In DX India, Joe Jacob reports that Radio Kashmir has a special Ramzan broadcast, as they call it, on 4950, heard August 1st. At 2145 UT for 1 hour. I believe that means it's on the air earlier than usual before sunrise because of Ramadan. However, he says the sign-on timings keep changing as the days go on. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1576. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or a check in the mail or money order to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. So we may continue bringing you this non-commercial public service program. As Hasegawa in Japan reports that the unnamed Korean clandestine station from south to north has changed its schedule. There are 40-minute broadcasts now at 07 and 10 UT on 6135 and at 1200 on 6230. With heavy jamming, at least on the last one from North Korea, we hear that noise, in fact, before 1200 at 1134. KBS World Radio in South Korea is conducting a listener survey during August and September, guaranteeing anonymity and offering some prizes for participants. Details at world.kbs.co.kr. Thanks to Humber Gaviria for that news. Mauritania had been signing on 7245 a few minutes before 0600 UT, but now with Ramadan, it's on as much as an hour earlier, with the usual chanting we used to hear after 0600 only. In fact, I'm wondering if they're running the frequency all night, as they've done in previous Ramadans, except they were on 4845. As I was expecting last week, Morocco is running its 15345 variable transmitter 1 hour later, signing off just after 2200 UT instead of 21, which means it's now blocking the German broadcast from Argentina. Morocco went off daylight shifting just before Ramadan. BBC World Service was removed a few months ago from medium wave 648 kHz, widely heard in Europe, to the dismay of many. They no longer have any use for that transmitter, but since the fires destroying a couple of important transmission facilities in the Netherlands, that country has decided to broadcast via 648 in the UK. It's Dutch Radio 1, according to the Media Network blog. Ron Howard in California says NBC Sundown, West Sepik, Papua New Guinea, had been off the air for about a month, so he was very pleased August 2nd to hear them again on 3205 from 1147 UT. They had NBC National News after the bird call at 1204 UT, including about a new prime minister. Also heard by John Wilkins, Colorado, reporting to Cumbre DX on August 3rd until sign-off at 1210, measured 30 hertz below 3205. Ron Howard says they're signing off at 1212 UT, which is earlier than before, but at least they're back on the air. And all NBC stations have lots of coverage about the removal of the acting prime minister, so look for extensive coverage about that on Papua New Guinea stations. When monitoring before 1200 UT August 3rd, we could hear a bit of a carrier on 5020, presumably Solomon Islands, beside Cuba on 5025, but nothing on 5030. In DSW CIDX window, Victor Gunatelica in Sri Lanka says he was no longer hearing Sarawak, Malaysia. At 1300 UT, July 13, it's gone off the air. Usually it was heard between 12 and sign-off at 1600. And Noticias de X, Julio Martinez in Spain, forwards news from the Spanish service of Radio Slovakia International, urging listeners to write to the new director, but they need to write in English, the language he understands, asking for shortwave to be resumed from Slovakia. Name is in his email address, vincent.stofanik@rozhlas.sk. Of course, Slovakia does broadcast on shortwave via WRMI 9955 five nights a week in English at midnight 30 UT. In the winter, we were hearing the Sudan radio service in the mornings on 16 meters via Portugal, but not anymore. Now here's a transmission which comes in well. Craig Seeger in New South Wales reported it via Rapsham UK, very strong, at 0441 UT in Arabic on 11800. I also heard this just before it closed down at 0455, also on 11800. Unfortunately, I guess there's no English during this hour at 0400. The first half hour of Radio Dabanga, the service to Sudan at 0430 UT, is now on two transmitters from Madagascar, 13620, which has that continuous tone jamming, and 13730, which does not. They are on slightly different azimuths to cover different parts of Sudan, but only until 0457, when 13730 switches to Germany, and 0527, when 13620 also switches to another German transmitter. Alokesh Gupta in India reports that Radio Taiwan International has launched a new website in English. It is english.rti.org.tw. But looking it over, Dan Ferguson says, the site may be new, but the frequency schedule is out of date from last winter. Alan Rowe in the UK says they're also running a treasure hunt about the new website, with some nice prizes. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports the Holy Tibet program in English from China Tibet Radio at 2230 UT, July 14th, on all these frequencies. The first one, 6025, replaces 5240. The others, 4905, 4920, 6140, 6200, 7255, and 7385. 6025 is also among the frequencies for the other broadcast of Holy Tibet in English at 1530, heard by Ruman Pankov, Bulgaria, Australian DX News, but better on parallels 6130 and 7385. BBC World Service has a three-hour Saturday-only broadcast at 13 UT on 15370. What I could hear of it on July 30th sounded like French instead of the listed language Somali. I think I can tell them apart. Following Saturday, it also seemed to be in French. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria checked some monitoring clips and confirmed that it's all in French. Meanwhile, there is still a Somali broadcast during the middle hour, 14 to 15 UT, on another frequency, 17680. That is via Cyprus, while 15370 is listed as South Africa. KimAndrewElliott.com refers us to the website of the Voice of America Museum, occupying the former Bethany, Ohio transmitter site, which has a 17-minute video about the old site. It's just www.voamuseum.org. We recently had news of a minority language in Pakistan, which VOA is considering adding to its schedule, Balochi. And now another minority language from that area is pressuring the VOA to start using it. It's Sindhi, S-I-N-D-H-I. KimAndrewElliott.com reports on this from the Pakistan Observer and APP. The headline is, an amendment to create a VOA Sindhi service has been approved by the House Foreign Affairs Committee. WWCR has stopped running its number 4 transmitter 24 hours a day, as Brother Scare has cut back to only 12 hours a day, half of them on 9980 and the other half on 5890. They say this will also give them a chance to test a new frequency, probably around 2100, but without notice, 17580. Christian Diamotz posted this in his blog, Thoughts on U.S. Stations Received in Italy. There are everyday ones like WWCR or WYFR, followed by less regulars, WEWN, WHRI, WINB, or WTJC. Others, I'm yet trying to successfully tune them. That's the case of KJES on 7555, WJHR on 15550. WBCQ, The Planet from Monticello, Maine, that has to be awarded a gold star, being the only U.S. station not following the rigid Bible Belt format. It situates itself somewhere between the second and third category. It's not impossible, but you won't log it more than three or four times a year. It was almost strong last week, 28 July, on 9330, an entry to be underlined in my log. Last week, we reported the FCC had busted a shortwave pirate in Lansing, Michigan. But at that time, we were not positive of its identity. That soon came out since the operator confirmed it. It was the Crystal Ship. And there's a lot of discussion about this on pirate-oriented blogs, including the forum he recently started, freeradiocafe.com. Chicago has suddenly gone from zero to two all-news FM stations. The former Q101.1 is now FM News. It's the one run by Merlin Media's Randy Michaels. And WBBM, not satisfied with being a huge 50-kilowatt AM station on 780, has also started a relay on 105.9. As reported by Chris Cadillac in WTFDA. Ron Howard on the California coast reports 3945 Radio Vanuatu August 1st from 1203 until off the air at 1218.42. Above normal reception, but still with amateur interference. There were many words in English with a sermon and closed with a national anthem. He says in the past they consistently turned off the transmitter at 1224, and now they're leaving it on for many hours with just the open carrier. August 1st, although they were no longer modulating, it was still audible past 1443 UT. He wonders why they suddenly changed this. It's rather like the Solomon Islands used to do, leaving their carrier on 5020 all night. You won't find it on the World Harvest Radio online schedule, but there is a service called Radio Hmong, H-M-O-N-G, via Palau on 9930. Charles Jones in New South Wales reports it to Australian DX News from 2240 until off at 2300 UT, July 10th. It is in the Aoki schedule, however, as only half an hour at 22 to 2230 on that frequency and on Fridays and Saturdays only, while the report I just quoted was on a Sunday. So the exact schedule still needs to be nailed down, and we wonder if it is clandestine, religious, or what. The following can be heard in North America, but this report is from Bill Bingham in Johannesburg, South Africa, about Radio Tanzania Zanzibar on 6015. He reports it August 3rd at 0255 to 0307. There was a heterodyne, or a 1 kilohertz tone, until 0253, and then a brief tune on marimba, anthem, ID at 0300, then a verse from the Quran, and more talking. He also heard it again with an ID at 0340, when reception was better. 6015. Latest frequency for those still unexplained mystery 1,000 hertz tone tests, or sometimes just open carrier, 17900. I heard August 1st and 2nd, but not on the 3rd, at various times between 13 and 1435 UT. Seems to be coming from somewhere in Africa or the Middle East. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 2nd. ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 August 5th. 15 and 3 on the 16th and 26th, 12 and 3 on the 21st. Solar flux dropping from 130 August 3rd to 95 August 12th to 17th, and back up to 105 by the 22nd. And that concludes World of Radio number 1576. Glenn Hauser, I hope you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.